Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Can't wait for that ladies' camp coming in May. This one is not to be missed. Trust me, you don't want to stay behind, right? You want to be a part and parcel of it this year. Very, very important. All right, so we're joined on the line by Mpho Hatifa. We're talking about having a financial plan this afternoon. Mpho, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for the invite. I'm really honored.
Lovely. Are you good?
I am great. Cape Town is beautiful today. Not too much wind, but a little bit of sun out. So I am blessed. And you?
Oh, Sabaweli, Cape Town. Sabaweli. Sabaweli. Lovely. Thank you so much, Mpho. So we're joined on the line by Mpho's financial literacy enthusiast, asset manager. She works as an asset management, as a transformation specialist. She's a chartered accountant and currently studying her PhD at UCT. And of course, is focused on financial literacy. So we're in very good hands. In very good hands this afternoon. We're talking a financial plan. What is a financial plan for someone who is not familiar with a financial plan?
So a financial plan, in simple terms, is a very comprehensive picture of your current finances. So where are you today? Your financial goals and any strategies that you set to achieve those goals. So it is an ongoing process that will reduce your stress about money, support your current needs, and help you build a nest egg for your long-term goals like retirement. It allows you to make the most of your assets and helps ensure you meet your future goals. So it is saying, I am taking a picture of where I am today. I'm also creating a picture of where I want to be. And in the middle, I'm putting my, how do I go from where I am today to where I want to be in the future?
Sure, yeah. Now, obviously, it's quite important that, you know, one has a financial plan. What are the components of a financial plan?
So when we are talking the components of a financial plan, you are looking at your financial health. So you are including details such as your net worth, your budget, and your cash flow. You then, the second component you look at is your risk. Hidden dangers that could prevent you from reaching your goals. You then look at the components of investment, portfolio performances and topics such as your risk reward, stress test, etc. So you're looking at your retirement, you are looking at your future savings and investments that would allow you to live the kind of future that you really want. And then we've got two other components that I find normally even the people that get the first three components right, then they forget about this two components or they don't take them as seriously, and these are your taxes and your estate planning.
Yeah.
So the tax season comes up for us as individuals in a couple of months. That is also part of your financial plan, knowing that you are tax compliant, and if there's anything with your savings, your investments, your retirement, if there's anything that you then need to plan for in terms of tax. And then when tax is brought in the picture, we also know Benjamin Franklin, I think, was the one who once said, there's only two things that are certain in life, and that's death and taxes. And estate planning is usually also one of the things that people forget, that you've got this great financial plan, you've assessed your risk, you've assessed your investments to say, I've got my tax-free savings account, I've got my retirement annuity, also into property, and I've got all these assets. But you also forget to say, now, when I am no longer here, what is going to happen to my assets, and how do I ensure that they get distributed to my dependents the way that I see fit in the most tax-efficient manner? And those are the components. So your financial health, assessing your risk as it is at the moment, your investments, that also include retirement planning, then lastly taxes and estate planning.
And we always like, or rather half the time, we tend to leave estate planning out. I don't know. It's just as crucial, right?
It's absolutely stuff that is crucial. I read an article yesterday that really broke my heart, where, you know, a spouse had passed away and the other spouse had now had to sell the house because they didn't have the insurance on the house, and, you know, the estate planning part of it was really not done properly. So we sometimes invest, and we're so excited about investing and saving and learning, but normally then we forget to say, now that I'm acquiring all of this, when I'm not here, how do I best protect my legacy, and how do I best protect my dependents, so that if I need my kids to have this house and inherit this house, how will it be done, and who do I need to be talking to for all of this to be in order?
So we need to talk about these things, be it in a relationship or in a family setup where there's ugogo who has just a lot of kids in the house. These things must really, really be not just spoken about, but like you're saying, you know, take all the right steps and ensure that you don't leave your children or your loved ones in trouble.
Absolutely. One of the last things that people, you know, I always say to when I'm speaking and coaching, to say a very properly set out will and estate planning is a love letter to your loved one that I left behind, because through the pain and the heartbreak of losing a loved one, and then your children not knowing, do we still have a house to come back to?
Yeah, yeah.
Do we still have access to mom or daddy's bank account? Is there money for our education? And all of those things, when those things are not set in place, now on top of the loss that they're dealing with, of their parent not being here, there's also this worry on monetary items that could have been avoided if proper estate planning as part of your overall financial plan has been done. Because as I was saying to you the other day, I find that every time I say to people, do you do a financial plan? They just think, yes, I do. And I say, where is your financial plan? And all they're talking about is a budget.
Which is just really a drop in the ocean, in all honesty.
Yes.
There's so much
which
more.
Which is a drop in the ocean. There's a subset of your financial plan. We are saying now, this is where you are, this is where you want to be, and once you are there, what are the strategies that you're putting in place to protect what you've worked for and ensure that your legacy is protected and goes to where it should go?
Now, I find that a lot of the times, once we get to a will, we think, that's it, we are done.
Yes.
But that's not enough, right? You need to proceed to estate planning.
Yes, that's not enough. You need to proceed to estate planning. One of the things that as a tax practitioner that I always tell people why tax education is so important to me is when people don't realize something as simple as somebody passing away without submitting their tax returns, that nothing will be done until all your returns have been submitted. So for your estate to be closed out, SARS has to be happy that your tax affairs as a natural person are in order, and then your assets now need to be transferred from your name to their estate. So that one simple act of doing your returns annually as part of your financial plan is one of the key things that when we are no longer here will make it easier for our dependents to be able to get the benefits of what we've worked for.
Sure. It is the Heart to Heart right here on Radio Pulpit. We are joined on the line by Mphathi. We're talking financial plan and why it's so essential to have one, and just the different components of a financial plan. How often should one, you know, do a financial plan, or maybe review if they have one in place? How often should one be reviewing their financial plan?
I recommend at the very least annually that somebody should be looking at their overall financial plan. I mean, components of a financial plan like your budget and your investments will be done normally on a month-to-month basis, but the comprehensive part of it, at least annually or at any big or major significant change when they are, you know, when you're, when somebody, when you're giving birth, when you're getting married, when you're getting a new property, when your portfolio has increased significantly. So if you are doing it annually, that should suffice. But if there are any big changes once you've done your annual review, then you also need to go back and then ensure that you've taken those big changes into account when it comes to your financial plan. So it's not something that you do once every 5 years and you dust away. Our incomes change, our expenses change, the number of our dependents change. Some of the time you get into certain investments and it goes right, or sometimes it even goes wrong. And you then have to go back to the drawing board and say, right, now how do I clear this? What do I do? Where do I need to go? So it's that reminder of saying, what are my goals? And am I still working towards all the objectives and all the goals that I've set for myself? And if I'm lacking, what is wrong? And if I'm ahead, maybe I now need to come up with other goals or re-strategize, etc. So it is something that really should be top of your mind, and you should have easy access to, and having constant conversations, not dust it away or put it away in the shelf, never to see it again.
Yeah, sure. So important. And I suppose once you do that, you then encourage other individuals around you. There's then just transparency generally, because sometimes we just don't like talking about these things. And they are very, very essential. All right, we're going to take a little bit of a break, make our way back and wrap up with you and get your contact details as well.
Thank you so much.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit is a family radio station committed to biblical values. For this reason, we have signed a code of conduct with the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Under the code, Radio Pulpit is committed to giving news that is accurate, comments that are fair, and programming that is not offensive, obscene, or harmful. If you feel that Radio Pulpit is not living up to that code, we encourage you to direct your complaint in writing to the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa, P.O. Box 412-365, Craig Hall 2024, or send a fax to 011-787-0280, or email to bccsa@nabsa.co.za. The Broadcasting Complaints Commission is also obtainable on their website, www.bccsa.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Your daily companion, indeed. I see a message by 0826572729 asking about Ela Broadcast. You are more than welcome to check it out on our website. We normally put podcasts on, so you can go onto our website. It's www.radiopulpit.co.za. If there's anything specific that you want to listen to. So yeah, that's the most convenient place I can think of right now. Another option is purchasing of the very program that you want to listen to. Again, that's also another option that you can explore. That's also another option. So we're joined on the line by Mpohati right here on Heart to Heart this afternoon in our Money Matters, and we're talking financial plan. And we spoke earlier on about, you know, what a financial plan is, what are the different components, you know, of a financial plan that you and I need to familiarize ourselves with. And Po explained all of this so beautifully. Why, you know, the third one was, why is it important for us to align our financial plan with our values? Why should I be aligning my financial plan with my values?
One of the most important things when it comes to financial planning is doing or writing down the things that matter to you.
Yeah.
Very often we listen to financial literacy podcasts, we read, we take down templates, and then we want to take what person A said and just dump it into our template or as our blueprint. But what we forget is this is what's relevant or what's important for person A, but it isn't necessarily what's important to me. And if we were to look at the things that matter to us, so what are the most important things to you in pursuit of your goals, we need to take the time to sort out what matters to us, what the values are for our value-based financial planning, so that your goals, your strategies, where you are, reflect the person that you are. And once it also does that, it's also easier for you to stay motivated because you've aligned yourself with the things that are core, that are core to your beliefs, that are important to you as a person. For some people, family is important, church is important, pastimes are important, charity is important, leaving a legacy is important. Some people don't want to leave behind millions of rands. They want to ensure that by the time they pass away, they've actually spent this money within their communities to empower and build their communities, etc. Those are values, and those are things that when you do your financial plan, you sit down and you say, what are the things that I love? What are the things that matter to me? And those things should then be reflecting in your financial plan. It should be a mirror to you and not a mirror to anyone else. Because once you take something that doesn't really resonate with you, it's very hard for you to keep working at those goals. It's very hard for you to stay motivated, to stay focused. And that outlook picture that I spoke about, where you are now, what you need to do to get where you want to be becomes very difficult, where you want to be is a picture of someone else's values and not your own. So money, I always say personal finance is exactly that. It is personal, and you should be able to have honest conversations with yourself about the things that are important to you so you can have a blueprint of your finances that aligns with the person that you are and that you're also proud of, that your money is working towards getting you the kind of life that you want that resonates beautifully with your spirit.
And I suppose that will guide you as well. Like you're saying, even in terms of decisions that you're going to make with your money or where you invest your money. So it will give you some sort of direction as you go about doing your investments.
Absolutely. It definitely does give you that guidance, because once you know these are the things that are important to me, then you kind of start knowing, okay, I then need to stay away from these kinds of investments because they do not resonate with my beliefs. One of the key trending trends right now in the investment industry or asset management is ESG. So looking at responsible investing. And that comes with looking away from certain type of investments into investments that people feel contribute positively to climate change, contribute positively to the world where we are today. So it's being able to take those things and say, what is personal to me, what is important to me, and this will guide my journey with my money on how I need to spend my money, how I need to save, and how I need to invest.
Lovely. Mpo, thank you so much for this insightful session. Really, really appreciate it. Maybe just your parting shot before we wrap it up.
My parting shot would be that it is something, financial planning is really important. Absolutely everyone should have their own mirror of what their financial plan looks like. It is something that also, as you said, brings that transparency and conversation within our household for us to start talking financial literacy with our spouses, with our children, with our extended family, so we are all empowered to start making money, better money decisions, and being financially aware within our saving, our investing, and our spending.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Mpo. Really appreciate it. Before we part ways, how do we get a hold of you?
I am on social media. My financial literacy page is called Mpoho T Finance and Advisory. I am also available on email at mpo@mhsa.co.za.
Lovely. Thank you so, so much, Mpo.
Thank you so much.
Really appreciate it. Enjoy what's left of your afternoon.
same to you and the listener. Thank you so much.
Lovely.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you want to grow your business sales? Do you know that you can advertise on Radio Pulpit, Radio Pulpit website, The Word for Today magazine, and The Word for You Today magazine at the ridiculously low prices? Yes, you can indeed. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, offers you the platform to grow your businesses at the best affordable prices. Simply contact me, Godfrey Mwadi, on godfrey@radiopulpit.co.za or call me on 012-334-1265 and I'll tell you how. Remember, I've made it my business to grow your business.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.